Transparency with Mr. Jean. This podcast takes us through the lives and the trials and tribulations of those who have conquered and have become victors instead of victims. I am your host, Mr. Jean, and I'm a father, a singer-songwriter, as well as a motivational speaker. But more importantly, I'm happy you chose to stop on by. Today's episode is sponsored by Mudforce. Mudforce is a new brand of OCR clothing built specifically for the OCR in you. Check out the new compression and pants and shirts, as well as built-in knee and elbow pads, zipper pockets, and made from recycled material. Percentage of the profits will be donated to Oscar Mike Foundation and Pacific Crest Trail Association. This is a startup company that's been inspired by OCR Racing, so follow them on Instagram as well as Facebook. That is Mudforce, MudforceOCR.com. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com, click on the product store, and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay, get it now.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Go wash your hands. If you don't want corona, wash your hands. Go wash your hands. Wash your hands. Go wash your hands. If you don't want corona, wash your hands. Go wash your hands.
What's going on, party people? How y'all doing? In such times as this, is probably rare to hear somebody say, how are you doing? Because all everybody wants to do is talk about the coronavirus and what's going on with that, and what's going on in the world, and who has what. So that's going to be my topic today. I'm going to get into this a little bit. So we have seen this, quote unquote, as the world say, pandemic around the world about a virus, which is affecting some people. The CDC is saying one thing, we're hearing rumors, but let's get down to the basis of facts. People are scared. Elderly people are worried about them contracting it, and yeah, I have even some of my adult friends are worried about that, and they're the healthiest people that I know, yet they're still concerned. And the main things we have heard so far has been one, wash your hands. It's one of the reasons why I had to have that song, Wash Your Hands, at the top of this piece. I thought it was funny, but it's true, wash your hands. We can keep this, you know, and making sure you're getting your rest. And of course, you know, if you feel that you're getting sick, stay home. I never really understood that, why people would still go to work knowing you're having the possibility of affecting others. Yet I know some people have jobs where they don't allow that freedom to allow you to go home because they got to bring that check in. They're living paycheck to paycheck. But yeah, if you're feeling sick, you should probably stay home. Not sick of your job, but if you actually are feeling sick, you should stay home. But during this time, I want to offer up a couple of things. One, don't fear. I need you to persevere. There are so many things that go on every day. I mean, there are some people that are dealing with the flu. You know how long we've had the flu? We've had the flu for years. People stay home. Some people, they're over it in a day. Sometimes 72 hours. Some people, it takes them a week. I remember one time, I think I caught a flu, and it literally took me 6 months to get my voice back. But the flu has been here for a long time, and it's the same thing. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, clean your house. And yet it amazes me. Flu has been here, and so has obesity. 300,000 people die of obesity every single year. You don't see people eating fruits and vegetables a lot quicker because people around them are passing away. But this pandemic, as the media is trying to say, of this coronavirus, and now people are losing their minds over buying toilet paper. They say they want you to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't need to have 45 rolls of toilet paper for 2 weeks. And if you're going through that, there's a bigger issue that you've got to deal with besides the toilet paper. Also, tons of people out here hoarding and buying tons and tons of meat and food. And, you know, there's a side in that wants to go, like, there must be a media ploy with this. I mean, everything is sold out. I mean, I've never seen meat shelves be missing so much. Yet the fruits and vegetables are still stocked, and the herb section is still stocked. But let me digress. Right now, we also need to have some empathy. Now, I understand there's a lot of information going out, but the real true thing that still has always lasted the test of time, the words of Stevie Wonder, you know, hate knows love's the cure. Right now, we gotta show some people some empathy. I heard of a wonderful story of this young lady who had gotten out of a vehicle. She pulled up next to a car and she was going to do some shopping. And there was this elderly couple in their vehicle. And they rolled down their window and asked if she would do some shopping for them because they were scared. They were scared to go into the store because they were afraid of possibly catching this virus. And so this young lady took the money and did the shopping for them and brought them back. But right now, we really need to have some empathy for people. I get it. There's so much going around with people speaking their minds and speaking their thoughts, just like me on this microphone. But if we can calm people's spirits, I mean, just to take a breath and to really think about, is this going to affect me? Am I doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm healthy, that my family's healthy? Then what are we worried about? Last, certainly not least, I think we just have to take a step back and push through. I get it. If you've not read the Forbes article as to why people should stay indoors for 2 weeks, I get it. But it did not say not to live. I don't expect, if you are sick, to go outside. But if you're well, you can still exercise. Okay, maybe don't go to the gym with everybody. Maybe do more home exercises. But I want you to live. I want you to live your life. Call friends. Okay, maybe you don't have a group of 50 coming over. But if everybody's well and your house is clean, guess what? Maybe this is a time for us to spend more time talking to people instead of texting somebody. Maybe this is a time for us to be able to connect with people that we haven't had an opportunity to connect with. Also, maybe we can utilize this time to do the things that we should have been doing, like cleaning our houses, like taking care of ourselves. Maybe working on those projects that you've been putting off and off for so long, saying, I'll get to it. Well, right now is the time for you to get to it. We all can utilize this time in ways that maybe we haven't thought about doing. I really think we, as a human race, need to take a moment. I will tell you what scares me. With all that's going on, is the message of what we're telling our kids. Instead of them using reason, rationality, open-mindedness, and altruism, we're telling our kids to panic, be fearful, suspicious, reactionary, and self-interested. I mean, we all know that this is not anywhere over. It's going to affect everybody in one way or fashion. Either somebody you know or somebody close to you may get this. But stop waiting for it and prevent it. Make sure that your behaviors that look like fight for yourself above all else, it's an attitude that you already know can be disastrous. It's not who we are. We're better than that. As a human race, we are better than that. But I'm going to go on a rant for a second. So many people were buying hand sanitizers this weekend and stocking up on meat products, and I am not a vegan. But yet, the fruits and vegetables aisles were still full. The herb aisle was still full. And we all know that this quote-unquote virus attacks you from within. Now, maybe it's just my reasoning, but if you're working on your insides first, everything outside will not get in. If I'm drinking enough proper water, eating the right fruits and vegetables, getting enough sleep, washing my hands, and this is not in any specific order, but if I'm doing all the things that are necessary to ensure and I'm going to be well, I believe I may have a stronger chance of being well. My sister sent me a phrase that said, healthy self, healthy self. And I think that's all of us. We all want to be healthy. We want to be, as personally, we want to be healthy. But when you break that down, it says, heal thyself. I question you. How many of you all are actually healing yourself? During this time, a lot of us, including myself, yeah, okay, I may be limiting my time of interacting with people on a one-on-one, but it doesn't mean I won't be picking up the phone to call people. It doesn't mean I won't be FaceTiming people more often. It does not mean I'm not going to have some sort of interaction. It may not be the personal touches which I like to have with people, but I still will have some sort of interaction. But my question I pose to you all is, during this time, what are you going to do to make yourself better? Call me on my line, 818-660-5374. Let me know. I'm really curious, because we all can get better during this time. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that's from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thelivexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.